All right. Good morning, church. It is awesome to be with you all. I feel so much energy right now. It's just a great feel. We are going to celebrate today. It is going to be epic. It's going to be great. This is one of my favorite services we do all year, to get to be together, share stories, sing out to the Lord, and praise Him together. It's going to be awesome. So found a couple of verses that I just thought framed our time well. So we're going to look at those first. This is from Psalm 86. If you have a Bible, you can turn there. If not, we got free ones at the info desk, and it'll be up on the screen. And we'll start in verse 8. It says, "None can compare to you among the gods, O Lord. Your exploits are incomparable. All the nations whom you created will come and worship you, O Lord. They will honor your name, for you are great and do amazing things. You alone are God." Isn't that awesome? This is a psalm of David, and he says, none compares to you, God. Nothing can compare to you. Your exploits are incomparable. All the nations will worship you. And you see that same prophecy in the book of Revelation where he says, one day, people of all tongues and tribes and nations will come to worship God. And why is that? And he gives the reason in that next verse, in verse 10. Because our God is great and does amazing things. Amen? Amen. He is so great and does amazing things. He is the same God who parted the Red Sea, who made the walls at Jericho fall down, who in the form of Jesus healed the blind, the deaf, the mute, and the lame. And that's just scratching the surface, right? The same God who's willing to die on the cross and shed his powerful blood to wash us clean of all of our sin and then be raised from the dead as well. Our God is great and does amazing things. And we can see his hand so powerfully at work in our church. And I think this is something our culture, just as a whole, our country, doesn't do very well in remembering. We usually move on to the next thing. And so we just want to pause and slow down, take this whole service to look back. To look back and see, hey, what did God do? Let's remember, let's build our faith, and let's encourage one another. Okay, so I'm going to do that. I'm going to give you just some of the highlights. And again, I'm not going to be able to share everything. I'm sure I don't know everything as well. Just all of us have individual lives and the way God has moved. But hopefully this will stir some things for us collectively and individually. So we start out this year by sharing our new values. We have new values. We'd spent the previous year seeking the Lord on, hey, who do you want us to be as a church? Who are we and who do you want us to be? And so we got a chance to come to clarity on that, and we share them with you all at the beginning of this year. And I'm going to remind you of them right now, okay? Jesus is our message. That's our first value. Scripture is our foundation. Prayer is our posture. Okay, those are our first three. And then we have the character of Christ is our aim. Authentic relationships are our way of life. We long to be in authentic relationships with one another. The next generation is our future. We just think that's a huge part of who we are as a church. That's why we pour into the campus here so much and also why we care so much for the little ones, who you'll get to see a little bit more of later as well. Generosity is our joy. And we want to thank you so much for the generosity you all have shown. We'll come to that as well. We got a lot of foreshadowing here. And then justice is our charge. We want to be a church that is engaged in loving our neighbor well in our setting. And then lastly, church planting is our passion. You heard a lot about that the past couple of weeks. And we also just shared how we want to be a values over vision church, that we want to have clear vision of where we're going, but we also want to say that the identity of who God has called us to be is more important than any sort of goal, that we want to be true to our values, always above any sort of vision. But that vision is important too, so we shared about that too. We came to a 10-year vision as well as a church, which is huge and so important and so awesome. And let me just quickly remind you of that we dream of showing people Jesus. We just dream that we would always be showing people Jesus, pointing people to him. We specifically want to believe in him that 1,000 people will come to faith over the course of the next 10 years. Wouldn't that be awesome? That'd be so beautiful. We also dream of equipping for life, that we would help people be equipped to follow God wholeheartedly, passionately for the rest of their lives. And part of that was we are working on putting together a discipleship pathway, and we'd love to see 3,000 people walk through that over the course of the next 10 years to be set up well for a lifestyle following Jesus. We dream of solving the unsolvable in our city and beyond. And part of that is we want to identify two local initiatives that we can be engaged well with in terms of justice and helping bring more things right that are not right in our world. And lastly, we dream of living sent. We dream of living sent. And specifically with that, we want to see 50 come and become missionaries in our setting here, and then 50 be sent out into kingdom works beyond. And then we also want to be part of sending 4 church plants and having a 5th one planned and on the way over the course of the next 10 years. And so that's part of the excitement that we've been engaging with the past couple of weeks as well. So out of that 10-year vision, how's this first year been going? Wanted to update you on that a little bit. So we've seen some awesome progress. We have a justice team that has been formed, which is really cool and exciting, that has been working on identifying possible initiatives that could be our two. In terms of church planting, EMU, our service there has been going well. They are making progress for becoming its own autonomous church plant. It's in process. One highlight from there that I wanted to share is we got to be a part of this body here, got to be a part of putting on a men's and women's retreat for them. They were just feeling like their staff was pretty tapped out. It was a highlight that they had last year, so they asked us, hey, could this be something you would do? And Melissa's Chase pretty much single-handedly planned a women's and a men's retreat using some of her gifts, which is awesome, and then involved many others in serving them there. You heard about our Western Michigan church plant last week, which is awesome and so encouraging. The team is built up there. They've even started a small group on campus there. And on top of that, if you missed it last week, Ben shared about how the Ohio State church plant, I don't know if many of you guys know this, we planted a church at Ohio State about 10 years ago now. They just announced that they are sending a church to Indiana, University of Indiana, which is so awesome, so amazing, because we talked about how we want to be a mother church here, that we're not measured by our seating capacity, but by our sending capacity. And so not only are we a mother church, but we're also a grandmama church now as well, as the first church plant that is sending another church. So cool. I just thought it'd be fun to share it that way. One of the other highlights is we've done more together this year as a campus and city than ever before, I think, which has just been so cool. Doing that EMU church plant, or EMU retreat was one example of that. We also did an Advent series all together where we're all going through the same topic Sunday morning and throughout the week in our small group settings. Just so cool. And then part of Living Sent, we also talked about how we are preparing to send a work to Toronto, which is so cool, isn't it? It's our first international plant. It's so cool. And that team, including the Filichiki, is up to 8 people now that have committed and said, hey, I want to go and be a part of this. So awesome, so amazing. So we seek to be a vibrant, reproducing church who lives out the greatest commandment and the Great Commission. So that's a lot of reproducing that I just shared with you. Some of the vibrancy I want to share as well. These are just some of the highlights. We had 363 go on our fall retreat. How awesome is that? Got a chance to go and be a part and be community together and discover what it meant to try to live out following God on this campus. We had 9 spring break trips that 232 people went on across our campus trips and our one city trip. And on top of that, we decided to have all our trips have a significant justice component this year. And so they all served in some way just to help us all learn that importance of doing justice, laying down our lives, and helping those in need. And we also, one of the things that we talked to you about at the beginning of the year, how we had a shortage of volunteers here, that we were really struggling to fill some of the gaps just with transitions and some people that had moved on. And so many of you stepped up and are now regularly serving. So we want to thank you for that. You'll receive a little bit more of a thank you later. And just to zoom in on one part of the church, in New Life Kids alone, we had 37 volunteers last April, where the need is above 100. And now we have 104 volunteers in that one ministry, which is so awesome. Thank you all so much for that. You can clap for that. That's awesome. What's really cool about that is a lot of our high schoolers have actually stepped up and stepped in and filled some of those needs, which is just really cool. And it's important, too, because we've had a year of growth in New Life Kids. 7 new families have joined, and we had a record attendance week in March. And just some of the other really awesome highlights, we have 11 people signed up to be baptized next week. Isn't that really cool? On top of that, that brings our total to 42 for the year. 42 people getting baptized this year in this setting. You can clap for that. Yeah. Worth having about 42 people want to make a public proclamation of their faith in Jesus and follow through in this act of obedience. So beautiful. And as far as we can count and tell, we've shared the gospel as a church at least 130 times, which is so awesome. And we've seen 21 people decide to give their lives to Jesus for the first time and begin to follow him. How awesome is that? Isn't that beautiful? You guys, our God is great and does amazing things. Amen? Isn't that so beautiful? Those are just a few of the highlights, the things that, you know, I could try to find and nail down to share with you all. There's countless more stories, which you'll get to hear. You'll get to hear a few of them here shortly. And don't share these things to toot our own horn or some form of like self-promotion. God is the one who's been doing these things, right? He is the one who's doing great things, not just in this setting, but across our whole nation and across our whole world. His believers and his church are on the move, making a difference. And really, all of these acts, at least our part of them, our contribution is small, right? It's significant, it's important, but it's minimal compared to God's. It's similar to when a child puts a lot of effort into a work of art and then hands it to their mom and dad and says, hey, see what I did. It's beautiful, right? Here's a picture of one of my kids' drawings. This is our daughter did this, the Garden of Eden. Yeah, we're raising really spiritual kids in our household. She goes to a Christian school, so that they're working on it, talking about it then. Isn't that cool? You got a lion and a rabbit in there and the trees and everything. And I found this in a room the other day, and I was like, this is beautiful. I love this. This is so great. And here's something our son did. This is really cool. It's a comic book he wrote, Speed Man, the origin issue. Isn't that so cool? You can see the speed lines from Speed Man, too. You can tell he's moving fast. The back of it ends by saying, the end for now. So there's more issues coming, I think. So I read through this. I wish I had time to read you the whole comic. It was pretty fun. But I saw these two things, and I went, man, these are awesome. I'm so proud of these things that my kids did. I love them. And you know, you see a work of art that a child does, and maybe it isn't perfect in every way, but it's beautiful, isn't it? It's beautiful, especially to their parent. Especially to their mom and dad. You know, you display it on the fridge, you show it off. I'm showing it off right now. That's what our Heavenly Father is like with us, you guys. That's what he's like with us in our imperfect steps of faith and the things that we do for his kingdom. So let us be a church and a people that always steps out and risks greatly for our God. It may be messy, it may be imperfect, but it will be beautiful. Of that I have no doubt. And God will take what we give him, and because he's great, he will do great, amazing things with it. Amen? Let's pray. Jesus, I thank you so much for the privilege it is to get to partner with you and do things that last, do things that actually matter and make a difference. I feel like so much of my life I need to repent of for the things that don't really matter. So I thank you for that. I pray you'd help us to remember and celebrate well all that you have done, all that you did this year. I pray these things in your name. Amen.